Fun. So, yeah, we're going to play a little bit of this King Von intro, instrumental, and we're going to be gone. Bye.
Yos.
Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
Tune in WGXC's new Sunday morning schedule with the Reverend Kim Singletary and There's a Bright Side Somewhere every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. That's followed by the teens from Hudson talking about books they've read on Bound by Books. After the local news at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., there's more teens. The Catskill kids from Clubhouse Radio are on at 10 a.m. with lots of music and talk on your community radio station, WGXC.org, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ashuda. I'm 18 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 6 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
We're all from Hudson today. That doesn't always happen, but today it did. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends AJ and Nico, but they're not here today. So we hope they're reading some good books while they're missing out on all the radio fun. But yeah, so we're going to talk about some books. Why don't we start with Mashuda?
So the book I have for today is Roundhouse. And I don't know, for Roundhouse, I always forget the author. So
Louise Erdrich.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so I'm reading that book for my English class. And so far, it's a hard read. But it's about cruelty Native Americans faced in our history. And so it's about a woman, she gets raped by a white man, but because of that, they used to be a happy family. And because of that incident, she becomes depressed, completely broken. And she basically stops talking to her family, especially her son. So Geraldine is the woman's name. And so basically it's affecting her son because Geraldine used to be a happy mother, always talking to her son and taking care of him. And then suddenly his mom stops talking, basically locks herself in the room all the time. He, as a 13-year-old son, gets worried, and then he tries to investigate what happened. And then him and his friend tries his mom to talk, and months have passed and he's trying. But then finally one day his friend, I forgot his name, finally encouraged her to open up. And then she starts opening up about the incident. And then then Geraldine feels better talking about it, because she gets lighthearted from it, because she built it up, that emotion inside of her, and now she feels much better opening up about it. But Joe and his friend is more curious of finding clues that can get her justice. But so far that's what happened, and we're still reading it. I'm excited what's gonna happen. Even back then, there's laws, but still it's because of discrimination, it's hard for to get justice. But it's a good read, but it's also hard to read it about all the description the author uses. But I totally recommend our readers to check it out. Our listeners to check it out.
They might be readers too.
Yeah. But I meant listeners. Yeah,
I just read that book last year, I think, and really liked it. Although there's sad parts involved, and I just looked it up because I was curious about, I couldn't remember when it was set, but it was set in 1988. But yeah, I think it's an interesting book because it tackles serious subject matter, but it has enough light moments between the friends or between family that it's not too heavy. And you kind of get a sense of the community and the family and their friendships. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Hope you continue to. She's a very popular author. I have her on my reading list for this month. I definitely want to read one of her newer books.
Yeah, she got a lot of fame out of after writing this book.
Cool. How about Fatia? Do you want to share a book?
Yes, I do. I have two books to read, but Miss Cassie this one better than the other.
She liked your book that you wrote more than Dr. Seuss. That's pretty cool.
So I can read these two books. So which one do you want?
Well, instead of reading them, can you tell us what they're about or what they're like?
This one?
Sure. Why don't you tell us about the book that you wrote and illustrated? What's it about?
Butterflies can eat a lot of stuff. Butterflies eat This is like the picture. Can you see the words? Beautiful.
So this is a book about butterflies?
Yeah, the queen butterfly screams. Like the queen butterfly has a son. So butterflies grow up to be a caterpillars and turn into a butterfly. How do frogs grow? How do fish grow? A good day at school every day and every week and every year. My favorite thing to do is make a big, big rainbow. And my family, I have one sister and two brothers and mom and dad. We have six of our family, six. My school, I have a good day at school. My teachers are the best ones.
This is an interesting book. So it seems like it has a mix of like facts and also getting to know you and your interests and what your life's like.
My favorite thing to do is make a big, big heart. I'm done.
That's a beautiful book. So to make that book, you had a blank notebook and then you decorated it, right? And wrote in it.
That was the notebook that like Miss Emily gave me, and then I decorated it all. Remember I showed you like this, like this stuff and like the background stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you decorated the cover and the back.
And then I filled it up for so many days now. It took me a lot of days to do that.
Yeah, it takes a long time to write a book, especially if you're illustrating it too. Thanks for sharing, Fatia. How about Amelia?
I got this book on Halloween night. It was a gift from my friend who had gone to Salem. She got this in Salem, and it is titled A Motived Inquiry into the Nature of Witchcraft and How Persons Guilty of That Crime May Be Convicted and the Means Used for Their Discovery, Both Negatively and Affirmatively, According to Scripture and Experience, by John Hale. I practiced that while I was on mute, just so you know.
it's a very long title.
It is from the actual Salem witch trials. And the back, which actually explains what this is about, probably better than the title can, says, "This balanced account of Salem Village witchcraft trials, including the events leading up to them, was first printed in 1702. The book was written by Reverend John Hale, the pastor of the church in Beverly, Massachusetts. He concludes with the theory that it was Satan, not the witches, who used the manipulation of objects to afflict others. Reverend Hale had been the preacher in Salem since 1664 and was a participant in the trials, attending them and praying with the accused. This eyewitness account is one of the rarest, having been reprinted once in 1771 and again in 1973. So my friend took a trip to Salem, Massachusetts, earlier in October and got this book for me. We're both into like this kind of stuff. I'm like really into The Crucible, in which John Hale, Reverend Hale, is a character, even though The Crucible stretches the facts a little bit more than is necessary. But that's because The Crucible is like an analogy for the Red Scare more than a story of the witch trials. But this book, I know the readers won't be the watchers. I did the same thing. I know the watchers won't be able to see it, but you can see that it has been like pretty much printed and copied right from how he wrote it. It's like it has like smudges and stuff all over it. It'll probably take a while for me to like get through it all. And my dad, I think, also wants to read this after I'm done with it. It's the kind of thing that I wouldn't sit down and read in one sitting, even if I could, but it's more like the kind of thing I'd like to, like, you know, skip through and read and try to, like, see through the perspective of someone who was actually there for the witch trials. It's really interesting. It's really cool, and I'm really happy my friend got it for me, and I'm very excited to read it.
I'm interested in learning more about that time period, too, the Salem witch trials. I have some ancestors who were involved in those. One was a judge that sentenced people. One was an accused witch, although she got out. Like, she was sentenced and then eventually was let go. And I think also somebody that was really into accusing people, and somebody that was like, stop accusing people. Like, don't you dare accuse anyone in my family. Lots of characters. I'm curious in learning more about it. That's a good Halloween time read. I know we're past Halloween, but
we're past Halloween, but like, it was a very cool gift to get on Halloween.
Yeah, of course. How about you, Lena?
It's not really a book, but it's from an article, well, something that we learned in class that I found interesting. And it's basically talking about food insecurity. And what food insecurity is that they talked about how food... Wait, let me look at my notes. Okay, so food insecurity really means that a person... and it doesn't have a reliable access to affordable, nutritious goods. Even if you have access and can afford it, what if you don't know how to prepare it? And that's what food insecurity is. And also, I'm going, also in my free time, I created a character, yay, that kind of had, that was kind of Halloween themed, what some people would think, because his name is Stitchy, and he kind of looks like a stitched-up doll, you know? So, yeah.
Is this a character that you drew?
Yes.
Do you write about the character, too? Like, do you write out a character description, or do you just keep that in your head?
I don't usually write out a character description, but I'm actually thinking of starting to write a character description. So, like, if I look back at the character description later, I can be like, oh, I want to kind of change this. Oh, maybe change this also.
Are you thinking the character is going to be in a story that you write, or is it just a character that you wanted to draw for fun? Or both?
well, both. Also, he might be featured on my YouTube channel. So, like, yeah, I'm not going to advertise myself.
I still need to find your YouTube channel someday. Maybe you'll give it to me.
I can text it to you later. I'll send you one of my videos.
Our listeners will have to find you on their own.
Yes.
The perks of being a co-host on the radio show. Cool. Thanks for sharing that. I want to see this character. They sound cute. Or scary, or both.
I'll also send you a picture.
Cool. Well, I thought since November is Native American Heritage Month that I would talk about a book series that I started. I read the first book, I think, a few years ago. I read it in 2018. And it's part of a trilogy, which the second book has come out, but I don't believe the third book has. And I still need to read the second book. But it is called How I Became a Ghost by Tim Tingle. That's the first book. And it's about a young man named Isaac, who is a Choctaw Indian. I believe he's 13. And he and his family are on the Trail of Tears. And as is suggested by the title of the book, How I Became a Ghost, he does not survive the Trail of Tears. But the story continues with him as a ghost. So when you first meet him, he's telling the story, and he is a ghost at the time when he's telling the story, but in the story, he's not a ghost yet. And there's other characters in the story, including a young woman that he meets on the Trail of Tears. There's a shape-shifting panther boy, a little five-year-old ghost. And then he has a talking dog as well named Jumper. So these are your primary characters along the way. And I remembered from when I read this a few years back that I really liked how this story opened. It also has a map. It's not a fantasy map, which are our favorite maps, but I still like that it has a map in the front. But then the first chapter starts in 1830, and it opens with, "Maybe you have never read a book written by a ghost before. I am a ghost. I am not a ghost when this book begins, so you have to pay very close attention. I should tell you something else. I see things before they happen. You are probably thinking, I wish I could see things before they happen. Be careful what you wish for." Oh, and then no, he's 10 years old when the story starts. I think maybe he's older in the second one. I know he's still 10 in this one. I don't know where I got 13 from. Maybe that was the roundhouse. Oh yeah, I was just looking at the description for the roundhouse and he's 13. But yeah, so the second book in the series is called When a Ghost Talks, Listen. And this one sounds really interesting because it involves time travel. So the description reads, "As his family continues the long walk to Indian territory, 10-year-old Isaac, our narrator and now a ghost, meets the famed Choctaw chief and U.S. Army general, Pushmataha. There have been surprises aplenty on the trail thus far, but this one tops them all. Or so he thinks, until Isaac and his three Choctaw comrades learn they can now also time travel. With Pushmataha as their guide, Isaac and friends head back in time to the Washington, D.C. of 1824 to bear witness for the Choctaw chief, who has come to the nation's capital at the invitation of his dear friend, Andrew Jackson. You cannot blame the people before you for mistakes their ancestors made, Chief Pushmataha tells the little band, making a powerful and timeless point. One made more so as the reader travels from graveyards to boarding schools from 1824 to 2018, experiencing firsthand the joy of never leaving." So this is one that I'm going to read this month in honor of Native American Heritage Month, and also because it just sounds really good and exciting. And I really liked the first one a lot, so look forward to visiting with Isaac and friends again.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a super interesting book.
Yeah, it's been on my reading list for a while, and I think it was one of those books that I borrowed from the library and then never got to read, and then realized I should bring it back so somebody else could read it, and then never got around to taking it out again. So this month it's happening. And Tim Tingle's a really great author too. He has I don't know if he writes any books for adults, but he has some books for kids that are also very good. And I guess back in, this is in his author bio. So his great-great-grandfather, John Carnes, walked the Trail of Tears back in 1835. And then in 1993, Tim Tingle retraced the trail to Choctaw homelands in Mississippi and began recording the stories of tribal elders. And it was from those memories that the story was inspired. So that's that. That's what I'm planning to read next. I'm actually currently reading another book that is by a Native American author, which I've mentioned on the show because it's a newer release. So I mentioned it as a book that I was wanting to read, and now I am reading it. It's called Apple Skin to the Core by Eric Gansworth, and it's a novel in verse. It's a memoir in verse. About his life growing up, as well as some of his family history. So the history of boarding schools and noting the word apple is a slur in Native American communities, where it's the idea is that you're white on the inside and red on the outside. So it's an insult that is used in some Native communities, apparently. But so far, it's very good. And on the topic of Native American Heritage Month, I can let you all know that we have a local history talk coming up November 19th. It's a Thursday at 6 p.m. It's a virtual talk. So you can register on the library website to get the Zoom link if you're interested. And it's called The Stockbridge Munsee, Not the Last of the Mohicans. And we have a woman named Heather Bruegel, who's the director of community affairs for the Stockbridge Munsee community. And she's a member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin as well. She's going to talk about the Stockbridge Munsee community, which was an integrated society with indigenous families and European immigrants. And basically the Stockbridge Muncie are this band of people that, well, we'll learn more at the talk, but the people, the Mohicans who lived in this area were pushed out and ended up at, in the Stockbridge area, and then eventually made their way out to Wisconsin. So many of the people who their ancestors lived in this area originally are now out in Wisconsin. And of course, there's also people who have moved on to other areas, but we're going to learn more about them. It should be interesting. So you can check out HudsonAreaLibrary.org to find out more information about that and to register for the event.
I'm sorry, I just realized I was trying to say it sounds interesting, like, repeatedly, and didn't realize I was on mute, but now that I'm not on mute anymore, it sounds interesting.
Like, why aren't you acknowledging me?
I'm trying real hard. It's I think I'd be used to it at this point, but I still try to talk when I'm on mute. I still try to say things to my family if I am not on mute during class. It's very stressful.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to. I recently started following the library from the Stockbridge Muncie community on Facebook, and they have some really interesting posts in classes. Like, they're starting up language classes so you could learn Mohican. I'm curious because I couldn't tell from the event listing if it was a beginner, like, you don't know any Mohican, learning Mohican, or if it was like, you know some Mohican, let's get better at it kind of class. Seems interesting. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today, but we hope everyone has a good week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
Happy reading.
That's what we said, bye, at the same time.
Yeah. Jinx.
14, breezy. 14, broken. 15. Cheers.